It's been a rough week for the Affordable Care Act. That's because the Trump administration and congressional Republicans are asking the courts to postpone ruling on a challenge to cost-sharing subsidies. Those are the government funds used to help low-income Virginians pay for deductibles and co-pays. Sabrina Corlett at Georgetown University says providers have spent years making investments to serve those markets, ramping up to meet the needs of people who now have health care for the first time.
And now they're looking at those investments and all the work that they've done to build this market potentially be for naught. So it's putting insurance companies in a real tough spot.
Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey says the battle might end up taking a backseat to the art of the deal.
A deal on health care in the Senate. And to do that, they want to continue the cost subsidies, which are already in the budget, in order not to inflame opposition against any deal.
For seven insurance providers who still plan on offering services next year, the next few weeks are critical. August is the deadline for finalizing rates and plans, and that means any of these companies that want to drop out of the marketplace because of instability in Washington, they've only got a few weeks to make a decision. I'm Michael Pope.